Good afternoon, Dominique. Good afternoon to you. 103. Three in the afternoon. If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. Last week, we had a heated debate as it relates to the death penalty. After a young man was found guilty of murder, now the prosecutors are shooting for the death penalty. Because of the circumstances of the crime or the murder. And this morning on national radio, we heard the Bishop of Roseau. Yesterday, we had a lawyer with a totally different opinion. Do you support the death penalty? Or you don't? That's the debate this afternoon. Let's listen to lawyer Julian Prevost, and then we'll hear the Bishop of Roseau. His Lordship Gabriel Maltier. Let's listen to the two opinions in the past 24 hours.
I have no problem with it being on the books and it being implemented in the proper case. And when there's very aggravating circumstances in a murder case, the death penalty can be employed. I don't see why not. Ordinarily, it will not be. But when the case calls for it, because we have to deter people all the time from a life is sacred, you know. And there are no two lives in one person. Once it is gone, that's the end of it. Then people, they are not hands-on. They are not a government. They are not responsible for the situation in a particular country. So they can talk. I mean, the government has to deter crime. And the death penalty has to be used to bring down the murder rate. Why not use it? How do they measure that? We cannot say that. We have to assume that it does. And I think that it does. I mean, if you think of, you can just kill somebody and get away with it. That is not deterring crime. No, being bailed for murder is not a problem. The court will look at the circumstances of each case and determine whether the person should be granted bail and on what condition. I've got a problem bailing for murder. But in aggravated circumstances, you should not get bailed for murder either. I have no problem with hanging or the death penalty for murder.
Law, in fact, encouraging governments to scratch it out from the law books. It is because it has been a very contentious topic. From this pastoral letter, I would like to just read a little text, you know, that substantiate what I'm saying. It says, judicial commissions, both local and international, sociologists and criminologists largely agree that there is no empirical evidence to support the claim that the death penalty reduces the frequency of capital offenses. On the contrary, some experts have even argued that jurisdictions that have abolished capital punishment have actually recorded decrease in homicide rate. Of course, one could argue that, but what the study is saying that it cannot be proven that this is a deterrent. The question for us is, what really happens in our prisons? Do we rehabilitate people? Or do we have the capacity to rehabilitate people? Or have we developed the methods and the capacity to do that? Which is, to my mind, a responsibility of the state. The state is responsible to develop its people and to bring them to a certain sense of humanness. When we get rid of our people, of life among us, what do we do? What is the end product? What results after that? We have gotten rid of a person, but what after that? If that person has a possibility of being rehabilitated or experiencing forgiveness or experiencing a change of conversion, we don't know how that person will become. I always maintain that sometimes it is a greater punishment on someone to keep them alive than to kill them. Because if, for example, this particular crime requires lifetime imprisonment, you know what it means to remain in a hidden cell all the rest of your life? That is punishment. But at the same time, it gives that person an opportunity to rehabilitate himself. First of all, I want to express sympathy for the victims of this crime. It is not to lessen the seriousness of what has happened. And in fact, following the news every day on the development of the case, it's a sad situation. And from all indications, whatever the outcome was, it is really a sad situation that someone could come to that level of maybe hatred or anger to commit such a crime. It is important to note that every crime deserves punishment. Every crime deserves punishment. The question is, what type of punishment? And we are saying as church, as a Christian community as well, that capital punishment cannot be right in itself, by its very nature, because it is against gospel, first of all. I mean, Jesus had to deal with. I mean, a simple situation like the woman caught in adultery, which is, of course, a lesser offense. The consequence of that was being stoned to death. And what was Jesus's approach to that? He said, the one who has not committed any sin, throw the first stone. So Jesus was bent on restoring. He never told the woman that she had not committed a sin, but he wanted to restore that woman.
Dominica, diverse views there on the death penalty. The Sun describes it as an eye for an eye. One of Dominica's most sensational murders or murder trials, possibly of the last decade. With a call for the imposition of the death penalty. Let me hear your views this afternoon there, November 26th. Do you or do you not agree with the death penalty? We heard the lawyer saying, well, if it's serious enough, and the bishop says, spend your lifetime in jail is an alternative. But let's take more phone calls in the afternoon. 1:12. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine, thank you. It's tough to know about what you're saying. But I wanted to bring a point. I know it's about open line, but one thing I want to say, I would like you to look at the Goodwill Primary School. You see the road to Goodwill Primary School? The drivers are so fast. I have a daughter that's going there, and it's scary.
Well, we'll talk about that when we have an open line. Okay, I understand that. I understand your concern. But let's concentrate on what we're talking about. We will have an open line. You can talk about that. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon to you.
And how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Matt, I have boys' children, you know, man.
You have boys' children? Yes.
I have three boys' children, but I would have given it to him because I just wickedness, man.
You would have given the death penalty?
Yes, man. Set example so the others will follow on.
All right. Thank you very much. She has boy children, and she says, yes, well, he deserves it. That's wickedness. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Matt, good afternoon. Good afternoon to your fellow listeners.
Yes,
sir. Good afternoon to Love Life and Fountain. Yeah, let me say this to you, Matt. The Bible tells you, if a man takes a man's life, his life shall be taken by away from him by another person.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet adultery and all that stuff. So therefore, the deceased, what we have to take into consideration, and to people who have mixed signals on this, the law does exist. The law has been there for years. It has never been removed.
We agree, yes. Books.
So the deceased, she's dead. She's a child to a mother. She's a child to a father. She has brothers and sisters. I'm pretty sure she has children. So therefore, what the bishop is saying there, that life imprisonment is an alternative. If the bishop is listening, what about the deceased? What about the deceased? Can we give the deceased life imprisonment or life in eternity? Can he assure that the deceased can get a second chance of living on this earth, life in eternity? There is somebody that's dead, and the individual who committed that offense has no reason at all. I mean, I'm not no judge. I'm not pointing fingers at him. That's been him and his maker right now. But this individual has committed a crime against the state, and also he has committed a crime against humanity. He has taken away somebody's life that he did not give her. So therefore, the end result is that he needs to find and search and meet his fate. And then when he faces reality, even as a gallows or the electric chair, whatever it is, he has to face that reality that what he did to that individual was wrong. And that's just point blank. But when you have the mixed signals of people saying, oh, we should give him life in prison, we should not feel sorry for this individual. He committed a crime.
What would you do, Jason? Because you're staying away from this. What would be your conclusion?
The death penalty.
The death penalty. Okay, thank you very much. Let's 115. Hi, yes. 4493095. The bishop says no. Send him to jail for his lifetime. Hello, talk to me.
Mm-hmm. All I'm going to say, when the bishop needs to find his tongue, he does find his tongue. Thank you.
Thank you. 115. Hello, yes?
Hello, I agree with the bishop.
You agree with the bishop?
Who don't have sin cast the first stone. That's what I believe. I believe life imprisonment is better.
It's better. He has days and days and days until the end of his life to think about this. Hi, yes?
First of all, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, my friend there from Sufria.
You're on radio again, Matt, about this topic, eh?
Yes, we're back.
I'm back. I've told you again, there are a lot of evil people in this world. Not only black people are evil, you know, the whites are evil as well, the Chinese, everywhere they are evil. My first penalty, I totally agree with William Prevost, you know. But as I say, if we do not have a deterrent, other men in Dominica are going to think it is okay to brutally murder their wives or their girlfriends or anybody else. That particular crime, Matt, was utterly abhorrent and disgusting. And I tell you again, that man should be hung. Matt, I gave an example of America where black people have been shot like dogs in the street by white policemen. And the example I gave you was, as far as I'm concerned, you know, those policemen, Matt, they know they are going to get away with it. If you see that there was a mantra from the black people to tell them that, look, if you kill anybody who is black unjustifiably, we are going to target you and kill you. What it means that any white policeman, Matt, who unjustifiably kills a black person, if he knows that he himself will be killed, I can tell you, before he pulls that trigger or whatever it is, he will think a billion times. So that particular murder, Matt, we cannot let it get away. There must be something to prevent a man from brutally killing anybody. If you do not have that deterrent, he will always do it, Matt, and that is my view on there.
All right, caller, thank you. More telephone calls in the afternoon. We're talking about the death penalty. Hello, yes, so 117.
Matt,
yes.
Matt, do you know if there are any other persons that are in prison on sentence to death?
Yes, I think not sentenced to death, but Mr. Daniel Green, I think, or Mr. Green.
He got life imprisonment,
but we could have said that he should have gotten the same.
I understand, but is there, you know, anybody else?
No, not that I know. No.
Can you find out?
Yes, I can find out. That's a very easy thing to do. But I don't think so. The last person that was on to death there was in 1986. Hello, talk to me. 1986, yes. Correct. Hello, yes.
Matt, that killing was too gruesome. I believe in you take a life, your life should also be taken. That's my view on that. And I think
well, who are we to judge, the bishop says? Because, I mean, who? The one with a sin cast the first stone.
The bishop has his mouth to talk as far as I'm concerned, you know.
And I'm sure you have your own mouth to talk. We have to respect your opinion as well, as we respect the opinion of the bishop. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
But who going to hang him? Who going to kill him? And the judge or the prosecutor? Which one of them that going to hang him?
None of them will hang him, but of course, I'm sure there are some hangmen around and maybe paid to do the job.
Hanging a man does tobacco crime, because that's another crime committed him.
That's the bishop's point.
Somebody kill again. So I think life sentence is a better thing.
All right. Thank you. All right, life sentence. We're weighing in. Hello, talk to me. The man will be sentenced on February 21st, I think, next year. Hello, yes. All right, more telephone calls. Let's take this one, yeah?
Matt, let me ask you a question.
You're back.
The question is, I want to ask the bishop and it was all Dominican. How many deaths or murder that this individual could have committed so we could come in an agreement of the death penalty? Is it one murder, two murder, three murders, four murders? That is the question that is being asked.
Well, when you see the bishop, you should ask him yourself. 119, but I think he's all from what I picked up, he's saying the death penalty is not the answer. Hi, yes, good afternoon.
Matt,
yes?
As I said already, I will support the death penalty, you see, on that kind of brutal crime. And eyewitnesses, everybody was there to see what happened. I will support it. But if somebody kill somebody somewhere and there were no real eyewitnesses and you have to pinpoint that man. I see Matt pass there, you know, and you get arrested because there's something so happening in Texas and I was very against it because one eyewitness put that man at the scene of the crime and he was sentenced to death in Houston. And Matt, that take me hard because I say, what? One eyewitness, a white woman, and she pinpointed that black man, and she said, yes, it was him. And I said, yes, I. On that count, I wouldn't send a person to death for that, but you see that kind of brutal. I have children. I have boys. Matt, he do the crime. He pay the time. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you, Matt. Did the convicted show any remorse at all? If not, the law has to be applied. So the point here is the convicted did not show any remorse. Hence, he should pay. 449, the bishop said we should not judge, but wasn't the judge the guy judged? 4493095, hello. I think Pastor Rodney had a different, completely different opinion sometime last week. I wish you could play it down, but we'll see what happens. Hello, talk to me, yes? 449, more telephone calls. Yes, good.
Matt.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
We're too selective in this country, my brother.
We're too selective.
Yes. Matt, baby Sarah was murdered, you know. Baby Sarah was murdered as a result of her mother getting a beating, you know. And nobody paying for that crime. I mean, we know who is responsible. And a minister confirmed who is responsible. Why are we so selective? What is good is good. What is good for the goose is not good for the gander. Baby Sarah was also murdered. I have her picture where she struggled in an incubator for her life and she died. I still have her picture, baby Sarah, in an incubator fighting for her life because her mother's abuser beat her until she died. Have a good day, my brother.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, talk to me. It's 1:22 in the afternoon. Hello, yes.
Hello, Mr. Mike. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And how are you?
I'm okay.
All right. I have a question. Is murder the only crime that you can get the death penalty for?
Repeat that question.
And the others, yeah, is it the only crime that, you know, you can get the death penalty for murder? I'm not saying what the young man did was right. It is just as wrong as wrong. But there are a lot of things to consider, his mental status, before we jump into conclusion,
mm-hmm.
before whatever or what happened at the time. The other thing is this young, even trying to make an example out of him to protect women or in favor of women abuse, it's not right. What about this young guy from Bells that had just gone and just chopped up this young schoolgirl because she did not want to be with him? I don't even know where this guy is, if he's out of jail, what the situation is. Isn't that almost like the same thing like what the guy did? And the young girl was not even in love with the guy, the one from Bells, that just chopped up the prison child because she did not want to be with him. It's just as brutal. What did he get? Thank you.
All right, question there. Hello, 449-124 is the afternoon time. 449-3095. 449-3096. 449-3097. Let's take another call, this time from the overseas line. Good afternoon.
Hey, Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Matt, so many murderers are free walking Roseau up and down, going all about having parties, enjoying themselves, Matt. There are so many people who killed and they are walking free, they are enjoying themselves. And Matt, I don't believe that's going to take place, okay? Nobody's going to be executed. They're just going to put him in jail for a long time, right? This is just talk, talk, talk. This thing, nobody has been executed for the past 30, 40 years, so that's not going to happen. And a lot of murderers are walking the streets of Dominica right now as we're talking. Have a good day.
Have a good day, too. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, 125. Yes.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, that's the program on the radio with Matt.
Yes, it is.
Okay, hold on a while.
Hold on. We don't have time, darling.
In that situation, if you have to deal with the gentleman, you have to deal with the court of law. But with the court of God, it's too different with the law of the land of the living. So in that situation, with that act that the man do, he needs to get a punishment for that, because you cannot take a cylinder to hit a man in that context. That is, and you say you love her. So the court has to deal with that in a way to give this man a punishment. And then you leave him a lifetime, or you do something to deal with that situation. And then the others will take example. No, those who go on and kill again, you have that punishment there for them. So you get less of these things happening in Dominica.
All right, thank you very much. I know the mother was listening last week. I'm sure she may be listening this week. Send me your opinion, mommy. I know you won't call. Send me your opinion. What do you think should happen in the case of this guy who killed your daughter? Send me your opinion and maybe I'll read it, okay? I won't basically say who you are, but I know you were listening very intently last week. 449-3095-9697. The debate continues. The death penalty or not? Let's say we can take more phone calls. Are you there, caller?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I believe it's either you give him lifetime or you give him death penalty. No, the forgiveness, he has to ask God to forgive him. Right now, he needs for him to get forgiveness. God cannot forgive him if he haven't asked. So he needs to ask God to forgive him right now. And then the parents, the family, is their choice to forgive him or not. But that forgiveness, because some people forgive and they forget.
Mm-hmm.
But that forgiveness comes in the family alone knows how they can deal with that situation by forgiving him. You understand me?
Okay.
But if you need to ask God to forgive him, but that situation is either you send him lifetime or you deal with him by hanging.
All right. So,
yes.
Thank you very much. Let's take another opinion. It's 127. Yes.
Matt.
Yeah.
There's a boy from Margaret that killed his brother and kill the next man and still walking free. Can I believe?
But what were the circumstances there for that killing? It according to the prosecutors, that was the worst of the worst.
Ready?
Yes?
Yeah, the man nearly killed the man. The man had to knock him down. See, the man had to go to Martinique. The man killed his brother, killed our next man. And they'll kill him then.
Well, you see, caller, I need to understand the case that you're referring to. I'm not a legal expert, but according to the prosecutors. This was like the worst of the worst situation. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yes?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, morning. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Matt, when someone kills somebody, you they're looking forward to punish the person.
Who's the they?
I mean, the relevant authority, uh-huh. The law is looking forward to punish the person.
Right.
Now, killing somebody is not a punishment, you know. You might just give that person a break or an ease. Because when you take someone's life, they're no longer suffering. And when you're punishing somebody, somehow they have to suffer for what they do. So we still have to be very careful in how we go about, say, we're punishing people. Taking somebody's life is not punishing them at all. Would you agree with me, Matt?
Well, I can weigh that one. 129, I can weigh that one. 449-3095. Let's listen again to the lawyer, Mr. Prevost, and then we'll listen to the bishop. Before we take a break, we'll come back.
I have no problem with it being on the books and it being implemented in the proper case. And when there's very aggravating circumstances in a murder case, the death penalty can be employed. I don't see why not. Ordinarily, it will not be. But when the case calls for it, because we have to deter people all the time from a life is sacred, you know, and there are no two lives in one person. Once it is gone, that's the end of it. Then people, they are not hands-on. They are not a government. They are not responsible for the situation in a particular country. So they can talk. I mean, the government has to deter crime. And the death penalty has to be used to bring down the murder rate. Why not use it? How do they measure that? We cannot say that. We have to assume that it does, and I think that it does. I mean, if you think of, you can just kill somebody and get away with it, that is not deterring crime. No, being bailed for murder is not a problem. The court will look at the circumstances of each case and determine whether the person should be granted bail and on what condition. I've got a problem bailing for murder, but in aggravated circumstances, you should not get bailed for murder either. I have no problem with hanging or the death penalty for murder. I have no problem with it being on the books and it being implemented in the proper case. And when there's very aggravating circumstances in a murder case, the death penalty can be employed. I don't see why not. Ordinarily, it will not be. But when the case calls for it, because we have to deter people all the time from a life is sacred, you know, and there are no two lives in one person. Once it is gone, that's the end of it. Then people, they are not hands-on. They are not a government. They are not responsible for the situation in a particular country. So they can talk. I mean, the government has to deter crime. And the death penalty has to be used to bring down the murder rate. Why not use it? How do they measure that? We cannot say that. We have to assume that it does. And I think that it does. I mean, if you think of, you can just kill somebody and get away with it. That is not deterring crime. No, being bailed for murder is not a problem. The court will look at the circumstances of each case and determine whether the person should be granted bail and on what condition. I've got a problem bailing for murder, but in aggravated circumstances, you should not get bail for murder either. I have no problem with hanging or the death penalty for murder.
Law, in fact, encouraging governments to scratch it out from the law books. It is because it has been a very contentious topic. From this pastoral letter, I would like to just read a little text, you know, that substantiate what I'm saying. It says, judicial commissions, both local and international, sociologists and criminologists largely agree that there is no empirical evidence to support the claim that the death penalty reduces the frequency of capital offenses. On the contrary, some experts have even argued that jurisdictions that have abolished capital punishment have actually recorded decrease in homicide rate. Of course, one could argue that, but what the study is saying that it cannot be proven that this is a deterrent. The question for us is, what really happens in our prisons? Do we rehabilitate people? Or do we have the capacity to rehabilitate people? Or have we developed the methods and the capacity to do that? Which is, to my mind, a responsibility of the state. The state is responsible to develop its people. and to bring them to a certain sense of humanness. When we get rid of our people, of life among us, what do we do? What is the end product? What results after that? We have gotten rid of a person, but what after that? If that person has a possibility of being rehabilitated or experiencing forgiveness or experiencing a change of conversion, we don't know how that person will become. I always maintain that sometimes it is a greater punishment on someone to keep them alive than to kill them. Because if, for example, this particular crime requires lifetime imprisonment, you know what it means to remain in a hidden cell all the rest of your life? That is punishment. But at the same time, it gives that person an opportunity to rehabilitate himself. First of all, I want to express sympathy for the victims of this crime. It is not to lessen the seriousness of what has happened. And in fact, following the news every day on the development of the case, it's a sad situation. And from all indications, whatever the outcome was, it is really a sad situation that someone could come to that level of maybe hatred or anger to commit such a crime. It is important to note that every crime deserves punishment. Every crime deserves punishment. The question is, what type of punishment? And we are saying, as church, as a Christian community as well, that capital punishment cannot be right in itself, by its very nature, because it is against gospel, first of all. I mean, Jesus had to deal with. I mean, a simple situation like the woman caught in adultery, which is, of course, a lesser offense. The consequence of that was being stoned to death. And what was Jesus's approach to that? He said, the one who has not committed any sin threw the first stone. So Jesus was bent on restoring. He never told the woman that she had not committed a sin, but he wanted to restore that woman.
For all your refreshing and natural local juices, both sweetened and unsweetened, check out Daily Fresh at our local outlets around town and at your favorite supermarkets. For wholesale, call us at 316-7745 and 612-8174. Drink healthy, drink local, drink Daily Fresh.
Madam Boboy Made, Laukali, it is called Rice and Company. Yele Rice and Company, the only company I know with rice was cooking water and back and neck. Ma with the last valley short. I said Bryce. It is all the plus nephew where you have a roofing material and seamless gutter ring. Yes. 24 gauge governors, all colors. Ever open Nipu Gas PL Agent. They program the computer to give you the exact size you want. And the seamless gutter ring, aluminum, that can better withstand the elements you have in a easy way. So no leaking after a while. And so much more. Bryce and Company, the by a bank close to the old mill at Enfield. Telephone is 617-2468.
This Christmas, make it like no other. Paint up the walls, go bold with Berger. Transform your home, make it brand new. With savings and the cash prize too. Fantastic discounts, prizes galore. Buy Berger paint, get your code for sure. Go bold with Berger for your chance to win the grand cash prize. Buy weekly cash prizes and discounts. Text the code to take the prize. Visit your hardware for more details. Berger, for lasting beauty and protection.
Local agents, E.H. Charles and Company Limited.
Seasons greetings to all your days. Republic can give you more.
Can give you more.
Whether we're together or virtually, let Republic help you open the door. So share the love, let's find a way. Have a real good Christmas, happy holidays. It's happening, Christmas is happening at Republic.
You deserve a Merry Christmas. Let's help you make it happen at Republic Bank today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
This Christmas, Shake to Win just got bigger. Now, when you purchase a Digicel Prime bundle and Shake to Win, you can choose your prize
and share
with someone you love. So, shake more and share more. Share more daily prizes and enjoy guaranteed shakes every Saturday. Plus, share a grand prize of $10,000 cash. Shake more and share more. Activate a Digicel Prime bundle in the My Digicel app and shake to win this Christmas.
Mommy, Daddy.
Yes, son?
Yes, love?
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union. Low monthly payment, 1% interest rate per month. Make no payment till January 2021.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan. And we will have the chance to win $300 large.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mom and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loans officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs now till December 21st, 2020.
Terms and conditions apply.
I like your food, so don't find me rude. My favorite. I'm sure every man in here already eat it.
Where can you find the best parboiled rice on the island? And where can you find the best rice at the very best price on the island? At Isa Trading Limited, of course. Kamil Parboiled Long Grain Rice cooks perfect every time. And it is naturally gluten-free. Kamil Parboiled Rice will make your tastiest rice dishes even more delicious. Whether it is plain rice, rice and peas, pilau, fried rice, seasoned rice, or whatever fantastic rice dishes you create, Kamil Parboiled Long Grain Rice will make it great. Kamil Parboiled Rice makes cooking a pleasure. Available in 2-pound, 5-pound, and 20-pound size packets. Prices as low as $2.85 per packet. At Isa Trading Limited Supermarket Bayfront and at Isa Trading Limited Distribution Center at the Kenfield Industrial Site. Kamil Parboiled Long Grain Rice. Get yours today.
Some like it hot, some like it cold. I like your food, so don't find me rude. My favorite, I sure every man in here already eat it.
This Christmas,
make it like no other.
Be on top of the world.
Go bold with Berger.
Transform your home. Make it brand new.
With savings.
And the cash prize too.
Fantastic discounts. Prizes galore. Buy Berger paint. Get your code.
For sure.
Go bold with Berger.
For your chance to win the grand cash prize. Buy weekly cash prizes and discounts.
Text the code to take the prize.
Visit your hardware for more details.
Berger. For lasting beauty and protection.
Local agents, E.H. Charles and Company Limited.
We're back. We have a few more minutes to take your phone calls. Are you there, caller? I'm sorry, missed that call. Let's try another one there. Good afternoon to you. November 26th. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Matt.
Yes?
I'm of the opinion that the DPP, Madam Baptiste, and all her staff, and or the AG's office, the attorneys in that office there, they're sending mixed signals to the public. You cannot have one rule for one murder and another rule for another murder. Here you have a caller that explained in detail how a guy slaughtered his brother and another guy in the Marigot area. Another caller explained to us how this guy chopped this girl like meat in bells. And those people are out walking. Why are they sending those mixed signals? Is that a rule for one and a rule for another? Something is not quite right. I mean, Bishop, you're letting the public down, Bishop. Certainly. I mean, I'm confused today. Take care, my brother.
All right. Thank you very much. Maybe I'll play you the interview I did with Pastor Rodney sometime last week. Conflicting views there from the different churches. Hello. Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon, good afternoon.
You don't have to shout, sir. Go
number
ahead.
Number one station.
Good afternoon to you.
The number one station, QFM, break the news about the death penalty.
Yes.
I was feeling sorry for the young man because all of us were shocked after Newton. We never know the death penalty was still a part of the law. So I believe he doesn't know the death penalty was alive, that if he commit the crime, he will get the death penalty. like people before him, because I've seen brutal crime in Dominica. Yeah, in the Virgin Islands, I've seen Dominicans gone down. That's innocent. So we have to enforce the law and let these young people know that the death penalty is a lie. So I taking an in-between approach towards it. I would have spared his life, but enforce the death penalty, enforce the law. In going forward, people have to know the death penalty will be part of the law. But this young man, because he's young, I don't believe he has known that the death penalty was still alive. Like all of us was being shocked when we heard the death penalty was part of the law. So I would have spared his life with lifetime in prison. But I would enforce the death penalty in going forward. Thank you.
But all right, thank you. So spare this one and going forward, enforce the death penalty. Brother, I don't see earthly death as punishment. What about the guy from Granby who killed the two brothers in 2010? Moving forward, we're going to take more phone calls. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes.
Somebody close to the radio. Can you record?
You maybe have your radio a little too loud.
I'm okay, Matthew.
You go ahead.
I'm out of there. There's a guy named Mr. May his soul rest in peace. Carrot. You remember what he did? He killed his wife. And then later on, he was in jail. When he came over, he see what he did, a lady on Cork Street. So when them fella kill, they will kill again to get this man out of this world. That's what I say. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Get him out of this world. According to Bishop, he without sin cast the first stone. 1:44 is the afternoon time. Hello, talk to me.
Matthew, you really I'm looking forward to Amnesty International coming down. Yeah, you think they really?
I've never mentioned Amnesty International. I never.
What did you mean? What is the?
No, the argument is about Bishop saying that we should not execute the death penalty. We should not put the young man through the death penalty.
Yeah, but you were once
That was last week. I also spoke about, yes, I also spoke about Amnesty International.
So you already think they're going to a small island in Dominica, they're going to take up our case?
Well, I don't know, but they take cases up all over the world, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do. Hello, talk to me, yes? Hello? But
hello.
Does it really matter if they take up our case or not? Hello, yes?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Good afternoon, yes. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Death penalty you're talking about?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I was saying that basically you're going to have to keep the death penalty on the books, you know, because we need to have a deterrent for killers and vicious killers.
But I heard the bishop saying this morning, I think he must have said that in that little interview there, that it does not serve the scientists or whatever the researchers have proven. It will not serve as a deterrent.
Putting you in a jail and spending thousands of dollars on your idol in that crap. If you kill people deliberately, you also should go in a grave. That is the deterrent we have to utilize.
Okay, caller. Thank you. Let's move on. There's 1:46. Hi, talk to me.
Yes, Matt. Matt, the bishop just confirmed what I said. You know, the bishop has a lot of influence. He's the head of the Catholic Church, and Skerrit listens to the bishop, Matt. So,
but what does the bishop? What does Skerrit have to do with that? What does Skerrit have to do with that?
What does Skerrit have to do with that?
Yeah.
Skerrit is the prime minister, and the bishop is the head of the Catholic Church. He has influence. And he's against the death penalty. And this man has an 85% chance of not being executed, Matt, as the bishop made that statement. Good day.
All right. Hello. Well, he was judged by his peers, a jury. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Very quickly.
Hi.
All the people who are saying to hang, maybe they should go up there and pull the cord. And they will know what it feels like. But, Matt, separate and apart from that, science. Oh. There is enough. Look at the United States, which reinstituted the death penalty in the 1978. The United States has the most murders in the world, okay? So the death penalty has not deterred the mass killings, the mass murders in the United States. The United Kingdom, the Scandinavian countries, Australia, etc., have abolished the death penalty. And there are very few murders, okay? So that is just scientific, factual evidence. There are thousands of murders committed in the United States every year, and they reinstated death penalty as a deterrent to murder, and it has not deterred murder. Several factors matter. It's easy to say an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but in simple proverbial message, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth leaves everyone blind.
Mm-hmm.
Murder is not right. It's never right to kill anyone. We have to think of a number of things. Both the murderer and the murdered have parents. They have mothers. They have fathers. God knows what the parents of this woman went through. I personally knew them. I knew. As a matter of fact, both of these children were my students. I know both of them. I feel sorry for Tricia. I feel sorry for Rodman. Okay? I'm going to say this is after. I'm impelled to say that based on what I've heard people say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, Tricia was a wonderful child. So was Rodman. God knows what got into this young man to commit this act. I'm still bewildered and wondered what could cause him to do that, knowing the fine young man that he was. It only reveals a certain aspect of the human condition. Matt, you know, anybody can commit murder. Based on what people will say about us, do to us, sometimes all it takes, right, is a spit of anger, and then you lose control, okay? All the people who are speaking do not know what the children will do tomorrow. All these people who are saying that, we have to be tempered in those things. Life and death rests in the hands of God. And while perhaps you may want to seek justice, justice must not be equated with revenge. Because the word of God says, revenge is mine, says the Lord. Okay? There are several stories of murderers in this world who have turned their life around. Okay? We are not God. Each of us have to give an account. Right? There's a verse in scripture which says tax collectors and prostitutes are making their way into the kingdom of God before you and me. Human life is sacred. There are maybe thousands of Dominican women who commit abortion. That's taking of life. There have been several murders in Dominica over the past 20 years. Look at Al Capone cutting off a young man's neck, throwing it in the river. What has happened to him? Why is there the penchant to call for the death penalty for this particular case? This is what is disturbing. There have been so many unsolved murders in Dominica. They have almost every village in Dominica has experienced the spilling of blood of some person who has been murdered in Dominica. There has never been a cry. In fact, it has perpetuated. What we have to do, if we think that the death penalty is going to deter murder, no. We have to redirect our thoughts to the value of life, respect of each other, okay? The appreciation for the sacredness of life, okay? And maybe leave the actions of people to God. Now, the death penalty has many ethical, moral, religious, theological arguments to it, okay? And while your program might be a call-in program, this thing maybe needs greater discussion, more in-depth discussion, where we have lawyers, social scientists, different people looking at the impact of the death penalty. Because when someone dies, it's not only the person who dies who suffers. The family suffers. The parents suffer. Tricia left a little girl behind. What is this child's life going to be like? Tricia's mother must be still grieving. So are Rodney's parents. Who knows what Rodney's mother is going through to know that her son took the life of another human being or his father? These are painful moments. We mustn't drive the sword further inside of people's pain and suffering, okay? And I heard one or two of your callers, Matt, call the program today. And they know if they search themselves. Some of them have been in prison. They have been rehabilitated. They have gone out. And they have been allowed to make some contribution to society. They should be the first to be merciful. There go I, but for the grace of God. Okay? And we never know what God can do in this young man's life. We never know how at the end of the day, he's still alive. There is still hope for his redemption. There is still hope for his salvation. He took away Trisha's life, yes. But we must not be judge, jury, executor, and still play God. Let us temper justice with mercy. And our society has a long way to go into becoming that society that is tolerant, that is friendly, that society that reaches out to people. Our society has gone amok. The drug situation, the gang situation, the violence, the disrespect of people, the road rage. That's what we need to be concentrating on.
to bring back our society to a society that is decent, respectful, harmonious, loving, forgiving, and contributing to the well-being of other people. That's what we need to be concentrating on. Okay? So I just wanted to say that because I find this thing about, I mean, if God have to strike every single one of us down for an infringement of the gospel, none of us will be walking the face of this earth.
All right, caller. Thank you. What a breath there. Exhale, 153. More telephone calls. We don't have too much time. Yes, good afternoon to you. Thank you, caller. Thank you.
You're calling back on college, Dr. Peters, to introduce a course so that all men can register. That when you see a lady says she's finished and done with you, that you must learn to walk. Walk. And that course should be introduced at the college. Take care, my brother.
All right, Peter, I hope you can be the lecturer there, the professor on that one. 449, Peter, volunteer and be a professor on this one. Hello, talk to me. How to walk away. Hi, talk to me.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Did the guy ask for the forgiveness?
No, he hasn't. He has not been remorseful, no.
No, the Bible said talk about capital punishment.
Yes. So what's the point?
Well, if the court said a word, we must pay the court word. We have no one, we have no power to say no. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, talk to me on the 154. We have a few more commercials and we'll take a break at the top of the hour and introduce the Digicel Hour. Yes, good afternoon. Oh, we missed that call. We missed that call. So many phone calls coming here in the afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. We have a few more minutes. We're counting down. Maybe we'll have a closer to that time for the sentence. We'll bring up that subject again. Hello, talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Where was the bishop and the others?
The bishop was not here. The bishop was all the way in St. Lucia. He was not here.
He was in the country?
He was not in the country. He was. That was way back in 1986. The bishop may have been in some seminary at the time. I'm trying to understand your argument. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Matt, good afternoon.
To you too.
Matt, there's a saying, for one who is honored, dishonor is worse than death. So there are some things that are worse than death, even if you're alive. And I believe incarceration for life could be. So, you know, we might ask, the law might just ask the guy, what does he want? Does he want to be executed or does he want to be incarcerated for life?
You should ask him?
Both of them are the same. Both of them are the same, Matt. One is more lenient than the other. He should get to choose whether he wants to be executed or whether he wants to be confined for life. They're both terrible. They're both death in a sense. Thank you.
Matt, a life for a life. If we were taking the life of those who took other people's life in our society, wouldn't have been in this deplorable condition. It wouldn't have been. Okay, get the point. Hello, quickly.
But I think if you ask him, he will choose death.
If you ask him?
Yeah, he will choose death. Maybe he wanted to do it himself, but it's too hard to find the goose. So if somebody do it for him, it will be a good favor.
Alright. Well, I will never know the answer to that until I ask him. If I do.
Go and tell the bishop, I say, to read the Bible. The reason why that woman did not die was the reason why she was not stoned to death.
because the law stated that the man and the woman had to be put to death. They brought the woman alone before the Messiah, and the Messiah could not execute the woman.
You're telling the bishop, go study the Bible? I think we've heard your voice sometime last week. Seems a little confused there. 158, maybe we'll hear a little more sometime later. But we have to go. But again, good afternoon to you. We'll continue with the hot set. We'll do this and come back.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch.
Roger.
Engines ready.
Yay, Daddy!
Lift off in 3, 2, 1.
Kids, breakfast is ready.
Ooh, launch postponed.
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
Personne pas sa vie pour nous. But if they could, they would say something like this. I like Linus Vep Ladu. He wanted to tell my partner, my family brought me to Linus after I die. And the way Linus took care of my body with respect and dignity, ma jamais avec un TOS spécial à l'émoté vivant. Linus Funeral Home, 30 years of experience, professional, reliable and compassionate service. With a 24-hour emergency service. So l'homme mon humour, pas quitter un yen basou diw. Qui est 449-1800-275-7564, 449-2100, or the emergency number 277-1800. Evacuate tout bizarre la Linus. That time is for you to breathe and grieve. Linus is not willing that any should die. But Bobot, Zandra, you must go. So when you go, go with the best chaperone. Linus, you never home. Mama Tutu Famdi, si c'est pas Linus, il a vini à l'épée.
Our numbers are 449-1800, 449-2100, 275-7564. And 276-0400. Call Lyndhurst Funeral Home today.
Be ready to love, listen, and link. After crisis or disaster, love, listen, and link. Because we are stronger together. It's okay to talk about how you feel inside. Shows the strength you have in you to make it all alright. Be ready to love, listen, and link. After crisis or disaster, love, listen, and link. Because we are stronger together.
This message is brought to you by the Pan American Health Organization and the Caribbean Development Bank.
It's a Creole Christmas sales event at Auto Trade. Our brand new 2020 Suzuki Vitaras are now available at our lowest monthly installments, starting at just $825. Includes $400 grocery vouchers, Tintin, and more. Ignite your spirit of adventure. Take advantage of this deal and drive off in the Caribbean's number one SUV. Visit the dealership or call 613-2496 for more information or to schedule a test drive. Sail on through December 31 or while stocks last. At Auto Trade, it's not just a car, it's a relationship.
Be ready to love, listen, and link. After crisis or disaster, love, listen, and link. Because we are stronger together. It's okay to talk about how you feel inside. Shows the strength you have in you to make it all alright. Be ready to love, listen, and link. After crisis or disaster, love, listen, and link. Because we are stronger together.
This message is brought to you by the Pan American Health Organization and the Caribbean Development Bank.